Just a light, you know, a light workout today after going at it pretty hard in pads on Friday, Saturday, and then going again on Monday and Wednesday. I wanted to do something a little bit lighter today, so just in shells, got a little bit of work together, but a lot of polish work more than anything else today. Been about 10 minutes inside and 10 minutes of scale and about 20 minutes of team, but more than anything, I just wanted to polish some things up. But I like right now the way that they're grasping everything. I keep talking about, I know it gets old to talk about the attitude and the effort, but without the attitude and the effort, what we're trying to teach and what we're trying to do doesn't matter. I like the culture of this football team. I like their attitudes right now, and it's starting to take some shape. I keep saying the puzzle, you know, is being put together, and maybe we got another piece today. But I think we're continually adding plays on offense and adding things on defense to give us a little bit more in our playbook. But I really like the way that they're kind of picking it all up right now and where we're going.
Coach, a lot of teams, for non-contact guys, they put a red jersey or a different colored jersey on. That's obviously something that you don't do out here. Talk about that.
No, for me, especially a quarterback, I think quarterbacks have to learn to play the game live. Now, I don't want to hit them unrealistically, and we get into scrimmages, I'll make them live in scrimmages. But I think you can ruin a quarterback, especially standing in the pocket knowing nobody can get anywhere near him. I mean, it's a little different in the game because we don't get to wear a red jersey in a game, unless we're all wearing red. What we do with a lot of our injured players, we go up into the weight room for about the first hour of practice, and we call it the Yellow Brick Road because they get to go up there and see the wizard. But we figure if we're going to spend a day out here getting better at practice and they've got an injury or rehab that's going to prevent them from working, then we're going to go up in the weight room and we're going to get something done with the day, and that's what we're trying to increase our strength or a certain rehab or body position. But no, I don't like the red guys to stand out. I don't like the injured players to stand out just by throwing a bright red jersey on them. Instead, we take them in and we work them a little bit.
Talk about your injuries right now. Do you have anything significant?
You know, we've got a number of injuries on this football team. A lot of them are carryovers. You look at guys like Shepard, Kano, Tevin King. Dora had surgery on his sports, on a torn muscle in his abdomen. We've got a number of guys that are in that boat. And then we've got some bumps and bruises right now. We had Nichols was out with a strained Achilles. I would expect him to be back, sometime soon. It was like Stidham might have had a concussion today, and they held him out for some precautionary measures. So some of those little bumps and bruises, but there's probably 8 to 10 that are missing practice right now. But that's where, as we say it all the time, the positions are earned in the spring. This right now is when the positions are earned, because the next time we'll be on the field, we're going to have about another 15 to 18 newcomers that'll be on the field for the first time. And so spring is the opportunity to nail down the position. And that's why it's so important to be at practice every day.
Talk about the local player, the Ruston High product, Kentrell Rice. He's having a good spring. And
yes,
talk about his play.
You know, he's doing a really nice job picking a lot up. But, when you're throwing all the different coverages and new terminology and everything else at him, but you talk about a lot of youth in that secondary and a lot of inexperience in that secondary. And it's one place you don't want to be young and you don't want to be inexperienced. But the third thing that you're looking for in that is you don't want to be non-athletic either. And that's one thing that you look at a young man like Kendrell Bryce and Abraham and some of the other guys that are back there. There's a lot of athleticism in that secondary. They're just young and inexperienced. And so every rep we can get of pass scale and everything else is just going to make us better. But I think he's really doing a nice job of picking it up. He's one of the better athletes. He's played, he's been there. He's seen a little bit of game time and some experience. So he's going to be, believe it or not, he's one of the more experienced guys back there. And he's just a true sophomore right now, I believe. And so you look at him, I think he's got a bright future here and really excited he's home. And as a hometown product right here in Ruston, it's nice to have him here at Louisiana Tech.
Well, we got a 14-hour turnaround before the next practice starts. Yeah. What's the challenge in that, and what are you hoping to see tomorrow morning?
Well, quick turnaround. The challenge is really making sure that we get enough food in them, we can hydrate, we get some sleep, because what you worry about more than anything with a quick turnaround is injury. And that's why we pulled back a little bit today, because tomorrow we're going to get pretty physical with it. It'll be a physical practice tomorrow, going a lot of good against good against each other. And so the biggest thing I'd like to get out of this right now is rest and make sure they get some food back into them so we can have some energy for tomorrow's practice.
talk about a young secondary, but the defensive line. Just talk about the experience there and how those guys are progressing.
Well, you've got four seniors up front, and there's no doubt that's the leadership of our defense right now. When you look out there and you look at guys that have been here for a long time, that have played a lot of football, I think they understand it. They have the commitment, and I think they're setting the tone right now. You know, the same thing at linebacker. We don't have a lot of experience at linebacker when you look at guys like Schrang and Beaufeet and the two new junior college linebackers. Wiggins has a little back spasm right now, and his reps have been limited. But when you look at the inexperience at linebacker and secondary, we're definitely going to lean heavy on our defensive line, not just in what they do, but what they provide from a leadership role, because they're going to have to provide a lot of leadership. We may have to take the Tonka trucks away from our secondary and our linebackers to get them to play with our D-line.
Anything else?
That's it.